International Bible Studies. Lesson for September 5, 2021. The Song of Moses. Key verse: Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Exodus 15 verse 11, New King James Version. Selected Scripture. Exodus 15 verse 11 through 21. The tone of Moses' praises for Jehovah rightfully shows exhilaration and joyful exuberance. He had a long confrontation with Pharaoh, often filled with harsh contention and arrogant dismissiveness on the part of the Egyptian ruler. By degrees, the severity of the pestilent plagues increased upon the people of Egypt. It may have grieved Moses to see the suffering that the common folk of Egypt had to endure because of their ruler's hardness of heart. The people of Egypt held Moses in high regard, as did the members of Pharaoh's court. Exodus 11 verse 3. Because of this, we believe, Moses had empathy for their suffering. How grievous it must have been on the morning after the last plague, which brought death to all the firstborn of Egypt. The cries of the people must have pained Moses. Yet now, what a relief and joy it was to be finally delivered out of Egyptian bondage. As the Lord had prophesied to Abram centuries before, Israel's oppressor was vanquished, the people were delivered, and were blessed with precious gifts of gold, silver, jewels, and garments. Genesis 15 verse 14, Exodus 12 verse 35. It is no wonder that Moses sang the song of deliverance referred to in our key verse. We likewise sing the praises of our great God for his deliverances in our lives, both small and great. We have been liberated from the bondage of sin and given the glorious stature of sons of God. We do well to take time each day to ponder our deliverances by his mighty hand. Paul did so, writing, "We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively, beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope." 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8 through 10, New American Standard Bible. Our Lord Jesus taught us that we should pray for deliverance. "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Matthew 6 verse 13, New American Standard Bible. If we are to pray for it, then we must surely expect it. May we daily reflect on the many times God has delivered us from evil, harm, or sin. Thanks be to God who gives us victory, our ultimate deliverance. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57. When we have gained our final victory, then we too will sing as Moses did. We will offer praises to God who delivered us, as prophesied in Revelation. "I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, 'Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty, righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy.'" Revelation 15 verse 2 through 4, New American Standard Bible. The Revelator concludes verse 4 by saying that then, all the nations will come and worship before God. Perhaps they will be moved too, in part, by the sweet melody of the song of Moses and the Lamb. They will surely be drawn by the wonderful message of deliverance.